More than 15,000 people already drive trucks for Schneider National. Company spokesperson Tom Nightingale says that's not enough. They're looking for more.
There is a shortage currently in this, not only in this company, but within the industry as a whole. There's a drastic shortage right now.
It's a shortage caused in part by the way manufacturers handle their inventories. Rather than have supplies on hand, more companies have deliveries made on an as-needed basis. Nightingale says that drop-of-the-hat strategy
makes it hard for truckers to deliver. You need to be able to respond to customer inquiries in a matter of minutes, if not hours. And as a result, we are less able as an industry to be responsive to a lean manufacturing environment where there might be a plant shortage or an outage because there are not drivers available at the 11th hour of the day to do what we call load safe.
So trucking companies are in the midst of an all-out recruiting blitz. Schneider National is holding job fairs, airing TV commercials, and offering free training. Deanne Smith is at Schneider's training course in Green Bay. It's sort of an oversized parking lot where drivers learn how to operate the distinctive orange semis. Smith hasn't driven a truck before. If she had, she'd be eligible for the $5,000 sign-on bonus Schneider offers experienced truckers. People like Smith's husband, who's already driving for the company.
And so we thought it would be a lot of fun if we could both drive together and travel to the country.
Once she's trained, Smith can expect to make $30,000 to $40,000 a year, plus benefits. But the money might not be enough to fill all the driver's seats, according to Bob Costello, the chief economist for the American Trucking Association.
If your truck driver, you can go out on the road for 3 weeks at a time before getting home.
Costello says trucking comes with inherent lifestyle sacrifices.
And that's why I think a lot of companies have focused in on not just on pay, but these other sorts of things like getting easier access to your family through the internet and making your life a little easier on the road.
Costello says the truck driver shortage hasn't reached the crisis